It's Tuesday. It's after work, and it's time for a drink with your beer baroness, Ashley. I'm coming to you live from World of Golf here in Flowtown, Kentucky. Hopefully you can hear me okay. We got some early, mid-2000s hits spinning here, so hopefully you can hear us. But I'm coming to you not to wipe the green with anyone's ass today, but to talk about my friend Liz and her friend, forgive me your name again.
Rihanna.
Their tap truck. That's a plane. Their tap truck here in Kentucky. We are friends, right, Liz?
Absolutely.
Okay, I didn't want to...
It's Facebook official.
Right. I mean, I didn't want to, you know, put it out there and then be heartbroken, like...
I promise I wouldn't reel it back in.
Right. Great. All right. So, I'm here to talk about their tap truck because it's badass. This is... Tell me a little bit about this truck, you guys.
So, it's a 1964 Chevy C10 panel truck. So, it's kind of like a pickup truck, but it's got the full cab on it, and it's just a hole connected back. So we've repurposed the inside of it, and it's got spots for 5 taps now. So we've got 5 kegs in the back of it right now, ready to pour, and it just travels. He travels with us.
I like it. And that's especially good for summer. And we're talking about summer beers. And it looks like today, what do you guys have on tap today?
Today on tap, we have Mick Ultra, for those who are into the domestics. We also have Yingling, and then we have 3 craft beers. We have 2 from Rheingeist. We have Rheingeist Truth and Bubbles. And then we have 50 West Doom Pedal.
I like 50 West Doom Pedal. That's a personal favorite of mine. I haven't had a whole lot of 50 West beers. Have you guys...
We went to 50 West before.
Yes.
On Tuesdays at 50 West, they do a penny flip Tuesday. So you go up, whoever your waiter is, they'll come over. You flip a penny. If you call it right, heads or tails, then your beer only costs a penny. So shout out 50 West.
Hell yes. I've never been to 50 West, if you guys can believe that.
It's really beautiful, and just drive responsibly.
Yeah. Right. Uber. Have Uber on hand. Yeah, I like a lot of Rheingeist beers. I will have to say Bubbles is not one of my favorites, although I do have Little Bubs in my fridge right now. Do you guys like Bubbles?
I like Bubbles. I can drink probably 2 or 3 is my limit on it, but yeah. It's such a good beer, especially in the summer when you're by the pool. That's something fruity and a little lighter. It really is nice in the heat.
Yeah, I agree with
that. The cool thing about Rian and I is we have very different beer taste.
That is awesome.
So she is very fruity, sour.
Lots of lagers,
and I'm more of the ale girl. I like my stouts, porters, IPAs, double IPAs, triples, imperials, anything you can name it. If it's dark, I want to drink it.
Right. Well, I do like me some stouts and porters. I'm trying to, you know, up my game on the IPAs. I have some friends that really like the IPAs, but I do consider those kind of the snobbier beers, you know, in the craft beer world.
Friends.
I know. No, but, you know, and I do like Yingling. Michelob Ultra always left a weird taste in my mouth. It's all right, but it's not my favorite.
It's a little light. I'll give you that. But again, I'm supposedly a beer snob, so which I am 100%.
Right. Aren't we all? But yeah. So about your tap truck now. You're just going to go basically anywhere the wind blows you or wherever the gas drives you, right?
That's true. It is an older truck, so we ideally want to stick within about 2 or 3 hours from where we are. But yeah, we can do corporate events, weddings, graduation parties. Really anything you can think of. This is just a golf outing on a Tuesday night. Our other 2 events that we have in the books right now are at vineyards. So we want to work with wineries and breweries.
That's awesome.
That was kind of the point of this whole business, was to just support local business and promote all the awesome beer and wine that Kentucky makes. And of course, Cincinnati as well with the beer. So yeah, pretty much anywhere that has a liquor license right now, we're willing to go to.
We are a brew nation here in the Northern Kentucky area. I mean, Lexington's a brew nation too. I don't know if you guys have, it's a little far.
We went down there last weekend. We spent a day just traveling to a bunch of different breweries down there. So that's definitely a goal, is to head that way too.
There's some good ones down there. Mm-hmm. I like Mirror Twin Brewing. And of course, I like West 6 Brewery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of our favorites so far has been my Old Kentucky Foam. right in Georgetown. Yep. They are, one, it's just, it's a really good group. It's two couples that own the brewery, and they're very friendly, and they had us down, and we had a nice long chat with them. And so we're really hoping that we can get some good stuff in the works with their brewery. And then they have, they just have a quite a selection. I mean, talk about, the new thing has been these spicy beers.
Yeah.
So they have,
it's like a habanero.
Yeah, one of those habanero, kind of like the George Country Boy Nacho Bait.
Oh, yeah.
They have their own style of spicy blonde, mm-hmm. I think it's called. So that's been the new route of beers, it seems like, lately. So
right.
They don't get too weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's very drinkable and it's delicious.
You know, I learned something new today. I've never even heard of that one. So I'm going to have to get down to Georgetown.
Yeah, they just had their 1 year anniversary. So they're really new. They're in the works of starting to distribute their beer. So it was really cool for us to go talk to them. Just they're kind of on the up too, but they had over 20 beers. So they're really doing cool things.
Wow.
Yeah. Georgetown's a good place to be. Georgetown has Country Boy, too.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're ever in that area, hit up My Old Kentucky Foam and Country Boy, and that's a good day.
Sounds like it. I think, well, I did forget about, you have Truth from Ryan Geist here. That's a basic IPA. I mean, honestly, I think.
It's a go-to for me. It's just so, it's got such a good flavor depth to it, and it's got the bitterness that I like, and it just makes me feel like I'm drinking a nice strong beer, and it feels like it after about 2 hours.
I'm not gonna lie to you. One and done for me on the IPAs. I mean, that's a little embarrassing, but it's the truth. I think I'm gonna have a Doom Pedal here today. The very first time I ever had Doom Pedal from 50 West was at a Great American Ballpark watching the Reds play God knows who.
Go Reds!
That's right. So I got me a Doom Pedal, and about five Doom Pedals later, I was three sheets to the wind, starting arguments with everybody from the opposing team.
Hey, that guy was safe, okay? I don't care what anyone says.
Right. So, yeah, Doom Pedal is a great beer from 50 West Brewing. It's a 5.49% ABV wheat beer. And I'm reading from 50west.com's website right now just to tell you a little bit about the Doom Pedal beer. Brewed in memory of the late Alan White, close friend and family member of 50 West Brewery, this Belgian-style white ale pours a hazy blonde. Its coriander, orange peel, and grains of paradise come together to masterfully blend black peppery spiciness with crisp, sweet, citrusy notes. Spread the love. I didn't say that. They did.
Yeah, so, but yeah. You meant it.
I did mean it. I did mean it. You know, spread the love. That's what, you know, that's what you got to do. So I'm going to have me a cup of this. And let me see. What else can we say about Tap Truck here? Because that's the real reason I'm here today, is so you ladies can talk about this Tap Truck.
Just not even about the truck, but I mean, Rhiannon and I have been friends for seven years. We're not native to the Northern Kentucky area, but we came down here. We went to Northern Kentucky University together, and now we're on this Boss Babe adventure, the two of us and our truck, whose name is Bruin, by the way, B-R-U-I-N. Much love to Bruin Beer as well. But he's named after the 1964 men's NCAA basketball champions, the UCLA Bruins.
See, I knew you were a big sports fan, so
I'm
not shocked.
We both are, yeah. Yeah. We both played at Northern Kentucky for the women's basketball program.
Hell yeah.
Very successful there. Tell them all about it, Relive your glory days.
I passed the ball to Liz. Liz scored. Go, Rihanna.
Well, while I'm standing here with these two ladies who could have been future WNBA stars, but they chose...
Drinking beer so much
the
more
beer life. Right. You can't drink beer if you're an athlete. I mean, you can, but not like you could.
It's so hard.
Yeah. It's you know, I'm not all about, like, you know, like the Michelob Ultra or any of those, like, skinny beers. You know, if you're going to have a beer, damn it, just have a beer.
Yeah.
I work out so I can drink beer. That's my life motto right now. I'm living it.
I get it. So, yeah, and I did come up with a rating system here for my beers, and I wanted to know what you guys thought about it.
Cool.
So the rating system is just three ratings, to be honest with you. It's number one is the highest rating I would give a beer, and it's hell yeah, bartender, hit me again.
Ooh.
Okay. And middle being I'd buy it on someone else's dime.
Boom.
All right. Third being Bud Light. Flush that shit down the toilet because that's what it is.
So Liz and I both have Untappd. I hated beer all throughout college. Mm-hmm. And then Liz introduced me to the app Untappd. Mm-hmm. And I'm so competitive that I just wanted to beat her. So that's when I started drinking beer and fell in love with it. But Liz gives like everything a five. And I'm like, that's ridiculous.
That is not true. It's true. Just have a lot of really favorite beers.
I do too.
She would not give anything a three on your scale.
Nothing.
Not a single thing.
Not even Bud Light?
No. Well, if someone else is buying it and that's all that's on the bartender, pour me another. If it's on someone else's tab, I'm going to drink it. Because what's the best beer? Well, your favorite
the free
craft.
Beer.
But then free beer. And right. then obviously cold beer. And then right. a lot of beer.
That was
a mantra also on our wall.
Oh, yeah. Well, the first time I ever had, I didn't like beer either when I first started drinking. And I mentioned that in my first podcast. I was not a fan either. I liked hard liquors because I thought I had a reputation to uphold, which I'm sure was just in my head. But, you know, I was like, no, I'm whiskey, I'm bourbon, no beers. Because all I felt like we had, I mean, I think I'm older than you girls. I'm 38, okay?
Hardly.
Right, I'm 38. So when I first started drinking, we didn't have all these like glorious craft beers. We had like Michelob Ultra, Coors Light. I mean, maybe Blue Moon, which I like. Don't get me wrong.
But PBR is making a comeback.
Oh yeah, it is with the hipsters. Oh yeah, with the hipster crowd.
Yeah, no, sure, it's really the craft beer scene has been amazing.
It has.
I mean, you look at someone like Rhine Geist. They've been open for.
They've been the
four
longest,
years?
I think.
No, it's
they?
Only 3 or 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They just had their, I think it's their 3-year anniversary. And it's like, shit, we were in college when they first opened and I didn't even know about it.
Right.
You know, so once you get out of college and obviously once you turn 21 and you can start exploring all these options.
And affording, because let's right. let's get serious. Craft beer is a little bit more expensive than your run-of-the-mill Busch Light.
You gotta find the deal, you know. Every craft brewery, whether it's a trivia night or karaoke, live music, every brewery's running a deal for a dollar off of something.
Oh, yeah.
So, like sports, like trivia, find a hobby, get to that craft brewery and support them.
I mean, Rhine Geist just had a Game of Thrones trivia night not that long ago. And I wanted to go to it, but I wasn't able to, so.
That is your forte.
Right.
Beer and Game of Thrones.
Oh, right.
Dang.
Gotta get it. And then I think Urban Artifact, which is a personal favorite of mine, I know you guys were there the other night.
We were just there, yeah.
Yeah, I love Urban Artifact. They had a Stranger Things Dungeons and Dragons thing going on, and I was about ready to like nerd out, even though I've never played it before, just a good drink, some key punch, and get my D&D
on. We had a blast there. Friday night they had some live music. Shout out to the Monolithic from St. Louis. They had an amazing set, and I so wish there were more people. It was a really nice night, so a lot of people were sitting outside, but they had such a good set.
And don't they have a beautiful place too to go in?
It's in the basement of a church.
Yeah.
Super cool structurally.
And they have pizza there. Every brewery that has pizza, even more love.
Mad Tree, I don't know if you guys have been to Mad Tree, it's amazing. And they've got that wood-fired pizza up there, too.
They got that. Their coffee table is one of my favorite beers of all. That's my number one, favorite beer of all time.
I would have to say Shade from Mad Tree is one of my personal favorites. And
good.
A great summer beer, because I like the Gozes. I love them.
Yeah, love me
some sours.
We have a Gose on tap Saturday. We're going to be at Verona Vineyards for Buffalo Wobbs and the Price Hill Hustle.
What kind of music is that?
It's very hipster music. Oh. They're so awesome, though. They're, like, great guys to be around. It's going to be a really big concert. A lot of people will be out there, so it's a lot of fun.
Verona Vineyards. Never been. I might actually have to try to hit that up.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can bring my kid.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Family friendly. It's like a mile and a half off the Walton exit. Really easy to get to.
Now, Jax isn't really into craft beer right now. He's more of a bourbon man.
That's probably
a
good thing. Wait, did you say bourbon?
Yes, I did. So, yeah, but I would have to say that, no, I regress. I'm all over the place. My first craft beer that I ever tried was Braxton's, and it was Braxton's Storm. And I actually, it is a classic, and I actually had it at Billy and Stephanie's wedding.
Oh, nice, on the riverboat.
Yeah, on the riverboat. And I shared a Braxton Storm with Ichiro, my husband's then at the time boss, and we were out on the, is it called the bow, the front of the boat, or is that star, or is that, what's that called, starboard?
Starboard. There's the stern, which is the back, so the bow.
Yes, we were at the bow of the boat on the river, you know, we had a big language barrier, but that beer brought us together over Braxton Storm. And that's all I got to say about it, you know? But I'm not here to review Braxton Storm.
I'm
here to review 50 West Doom Pedal. And I'm getting ready to have a cup of it here in just a moment. And I have had this beer before, like I said. And I would definitely rate it a hell yeah, hit me again, bartender. This is definitely a 3 on my scale, which is the highest you can get on the Beer Baroness's scale.
You're welcome. That's exactly. All. I don't know. I'm thinking I might get a Doom Pedal too to start. I might have another Truth later once I get my palate going. Because I've had a lot of water today. Got to stay hydrated first.
You do. I have a water after. I drink one and then I have
a
water.
That's right. Because if you're going to pollute, you got to dilute.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Let's get a beer.
All right. You guys stay tuned for another episode. It's been great talking to Tap Truck Kentucky here. And we're out.
That's it.